Max. In case you're tuning in for the first time, let me catch you up. You see, the other day my kooky Aunt Murgatroyd sent my friend Molly and I a mysterious package. She said it was a time machine. We didn't believe her at first. Boy, were we wrong. Then she recruited us to be part of a secret order of problem solvers who travel through time and space solving riddles and puzzles created by the troublesome trolls. They're like the bad guys. Anyway, now every day is one big adventure as Molly and I use math and logic to try and solve mysteries about true histories.
I can't believe the troublesome trolls are planning to uninvent ice cream. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
It's the single most evil thing I can imagine, other than uninventing video games.
I mean, sure, there are worse things, but...
No buts! Think of it. A world without ice cream. No more chocolate fudge sundaes or banana splits. No more root beer floats or milkshakes or ice cream trucks. Just sad, empty ice cream cones. Ice cream sandwiches minus the sandwich. No single scoops, double scoops, triple scoops.
Okay, I get it. The more you talk about it, the more upset it's making me. But hey, that's why we're here. We're the problem solvers, and we're going to thwart the trolls and ensure that ice cream is invented.
Right! Also, did you say thwart?
I thought it sounded cooler than saying stop or hinder.
That's fair.
More importantly, what should we be looking out for? This countryside is nice, but honestly, I don't know much about the Tang Dynasty.
Well, for one thing, they ruled China for nearly 300 years and helped create a golden age of art and culture, the pinnacle of which was the invention of ice cream.
Who knew the ancient Chinese invented ice cream? Also, did you just say pinnacle?
Yeah. I thought it sounded cooler than saying peak or high point.
That's fair. Do we know what recipe they used? I'm sure the first ice cream wasn't the same as the ice cream we eat today.
Great point, Maul. I looked it up. The earliest known ice cream recipe was made from three ingredients. Flour, sugar, and...
Stampede!
Whoa!
Did we almost get trampled by a herd of buffalo?
Yep. That's also the third ingredient.
There's buffalo in ice cream?
No, silly. There's flour, sugar, and milk. Buffalo milk. Come on, let's investigate.
You fool! You mixed your buffalo with the Emperor's herd.
It wasn't my fault, I promise.
Sup, what's going on?
This farmer let his buffalo... Wait, who are you?
I'm Max.
And I'm Molly. We're problem solvers.
Problem solvers, huh? Well, I've got big problems. I'm the chef de cuisine for Emperor Li Yuan of the Tang Dynasty. I have just 10 hours to unveil a new dessert, and it needs time to freeze.
Yeah, don't say.
Could this new dessert possibly be...
Ice cream!
Ice cream? Ice cream? Did you say ice cream? I was having trouble coming up with a name. I'd settled on milk frost, but I must say, ice cream is much better.
See? Told you we were problem solvers.
Wait, how did you know about my new dessert? Are you spies? Are you working for the Sui Dynasty? Where are you from?
Try the future.
The future?
Max is such a jokester. He's just playing a prank. Anyway, what other problems can we help you solve?
Well, for starters, this careless farmer's buffalo stampeded into the Emperor's private herd.
Hey, I told you! It wasn't my fault! A wanderer distracted me with a riddle!
A riddle?
Trolls!
He asked, what has one eye... but cannot see.
Easy. A blind cyclops.
That's what I said! But I was wrong.
What about a needle?
Ooh, nice one, Max.
That must have been the answer. Because next thing I know, the wanderer poked one of my buffalo with a needle, and the stampede was on!
It doesn't matter how or why it happened. All I know is this farmer's 50 head of buffalo are all mixed up in the Emperor's 200 buffalo.
I see. And you need help sorting them out?
Not really. Sorting can wait. What I need is milk for my ice... what did you call it?
Ice cream.
I need milk for my ice cream. But this farmer claims I should pay him.
What if the milk comes from one of my buffalo? It wouldn't be fair.
Fair? Your stampede mixed the herds. The milk should be free no matter whose buffalo it comes from.
Wait, I think I have a solution. How many buffalo do you need to milk in order to make ice cream?
I'd say 10.
Okay, right now there's 50 buffalo from the farmer's herd and 200 from the emperor's herd. That's 250 buffalo in total. We know 1/5 of the buffalo are the farmer's, which means 4/5 are the emperor's. But we don't know which. If we select 10 buffalo at random, using that ratio, we can assume 2 will be the farmer's and 8 will be the emperor's.
Ah, so just pay the farmer for milk from 2 buffalo.
Exactly. Does that sound fair?
Fine.
Thanks, problem solvers!
What about you, Chef? Do you need any more help?
We're at your service.
Well, I am a little behind. Each of you, grab a buffalo and start milking!
Oh.
When we set off to save ice cream, I didn't imagine us milking a buffalo.
A wise man once said, in life, you must sometimes walk a rocky road if you want to eat rocky road.
Chef, we've been milking for 2 hours. Don't you have enough?
Yes, you can stop now.
Phew, I can barely feel my fingers.
I might never drink milk again.
Oh, goodness. Where is it? We're running out of time.
Where's what?
My flour. It was supposed to be delivered half an hour ago.
I don't suppose there's a supermarket nearby?
No. At last, it's here!
Your flour, Chef!
About time. What took you so long?
Traffic?
It doesn't matter. Oh, no! This is rice flour! I specifically requested wheat flour. Why would you bring me rice flour?
You told me to. I was halfway here when your courier intercepted me.
Courier? I never sent a courier.
Trolls!
I can prove it. Here's the note he gave me.
This isn't my handwriting. What am I going to do? I have 8 hours to prepare ice cream for the Emperor, and I don't have the right flour.
Hang on, Chef. How long was the trip here?
2 miles.
And how long did it take you to walk here, pulling the wagon?
About 40 minutes.
So if it takes 40 minutes to walk 2 miles, your pace is 20 minutes per mile, or 3 miles per hour. That's pretty slow.
The wagon's heavy.
What if we helped pull the wagon?
Wait, what?
If it takes him an hour to go 3 miles pulling on his own, with 3 of us pulling, we could maybe double it to 6 miles an hour. 2 miles there and 2 miles back makes 4 miles. At 6 miles per hour, we'd have that wheat flour back here in 40 minutes.
There's just one problem.
Yeah, I'm not pulling a wagon for 4 miles.
Come on, Molly. You're on track.
Yeah, the 100-meter dash, not cross-country.
The wheat flour is at another mill.
Another mill? How far is it?
5 miles.
5 miles? That's a 10-mile round trip.
True. But at 6 miles per hour, we could cover that in...
1 hour and 40 minutes.
How much time would that leave to mix and freeze the ice cream?
6 hours and 20 minutes.
Is that long enough?
It's cutting it close. The ice cream takes at least 5 hours to freeze.
Then we better go now!
Woohoo! We've set off to save ice cream. I didn't think we'd be hauling sacks of flour.
A wise man once said...
I don't want to hear about your rocky road.
What are you doing? We don't have time for a break.
I can't take another step.
But we're only halfway back.
If we leave him here, our pace will drop from 10 minutes a mile back down to 20 minutes a mile.
And we still have 2.5 miles to go. Which means...
we'll go from taking 25 minutes to taking 50 minutes.
Leaving Chef only 5 hours and 55 minutes to make the ice cream. Come on, we better pick it up.
Hold on, Max, not so fast!
Not so fast? This is to save ice cream! Nothing is gonna slow me down! What was that?
Exactly what I was afraid of. One of the wheels cracked from a bump in the road. If we don't slow down, that wheel's gonna break. And then we'll be stuck.
Great.
There you are! What took so long? Where's the delivery guy?
He pooped out.
Then we cracked a wheel.
Quickly, get the flour into the kitchen. We only have 20 minutes to mix the ice cream before dipping it into the icy pond to freeze. Okay, time to add the sugar.
How are we on time?
Good. Once the sugar cooks in and the mixture cools, we'll have 4 hours and 45 minutes for the ice cream to freeze. Less than 5, but I think we'll be okay.
Awesome, we did it!
I could use a snack. Can I try some of this meat?
Sure. It's my famous salted beef.
Ooh, sounds yummy. Yuck! It's so sweet!
Sweet? But it's salted beef.
Let me try. Yikes! It's definitely sweet.
How could that be? We just opened the sugar sacks for the ice cream.
Let me try. Yikes! This isn't sugar, it's salt.
What? Oh, no. Someone switched the labels on the sugar and salt.
Trolls!
Wait, does that mean we just invented salty ice cream?
It looks that way.
Do we have time to make another batch?
Not a chance.
What are we gonna do?
I know! I'll go with my backup dessert, stewed jujubes.
Wait, Molly, can you step outside a sec? Excuse us, Chef.
What is it, Max? We're running out of time.
That's just it. This whole time we've been racing against the clock. Why?
Because ice cream needs time to freeze.
Exactly! Only we have a time radio. We have all the time in the world. All we have to do is go back in time and make sure the ice cream inventing stays on schedule.
We tried this before, remember? If we run into ourselves from another time, we'll be caught in a time trap and we'll be frozen. Just like ice cream. It's too risky.
Risking losing ice cream forever is too risky.
Sounds like you kiddos are caught in a quandary. But riddle me this. What's always in front of you but cannot be seen?
Ah! The wandering troll!
Nope. The answer is the future. Now hand over the time machine.
Quick, Max, enter the time codes!
Give it to me!
Got it! Hey, Rufus. Aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
That was close.
Yeah, we got out of there just in time.
Do you think the chef was eventually able to make ice cream?
Yeah, I'm sure he figured it out. That reminds me, I could use a snack. I sure hope my mom bought more ice cream. Darn! We're out! Again!
Oh, there you are. I was wondering when you'd get home from school. Could you help me with the groceries? Hi, Molly.
Hey, Mrs. P.
Please tell me you bought ice cream.
Ice cream? What's that?
Haha, Mom. Very funny. What did you get? Pops, bars, ice cream sandwiches?
What are you looking for?
Ice cream.
Ice cream? Molly, do you know what he's talking about?
Oh, no.
Mom, seriously, stop playing around. It's not funny.
Max, look.
What are those?
Stewed jujubes. They were on sale.
Oh no. Does this mean...
I think so.
What has gotten into you two?
It can't be true.
It is true.
Ice cream doesn't exist!
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Leslie Higgins, Alan Winter, David Quigley, and Chris Okawa. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.